This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's eastern plains are now mostly free of extreme drought conditions. Federal drought data show a 10% drop in extreme drought from a week ago due to the recent snowstorm, which jumped several inches along the Front Range. Severe drought conditions, however, still plague more than half of Colorado. Colorado is preparing to pivot to the next phase of the pandemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state put out an RFP, a request for proposal, to plan a transition from pandemic to endemic. Scott Bookman is the state's incident commander.
We are looking at short-term and longer-term scenarios and starting to do some planning around how do you live with this virus in more of an endemic environment.
But University of Colorado epidemiologist Mei Chu says Colorado will need much lower transmission levels before the coronavirus becomes predictable, an indicator that it's become endemic.
We're not there yet.
The state is budgeting $170,000 for the contract to develop transition plans for public health and healthcare. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The effort to secure more preservation funding for a former Japanese internment camp in Colorado has stalled in the U.S. Senate. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, the only no vote on the proposal to make Camp Amachi a National Historic Landmark, says he objects to increasing federal land holdings. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, a prime sponsor, says he'll find other ways to get more money. This is CPR and KRCC.